Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, one of my favorite times of the day. You people, what are they up to today?
Brutal one today. Okay. I mean, just not a banner day for listening and understanding at all.
One of those
we
days.
Thought it was bad on the phones. It's even worse on you people.
All right.
And I'm not just talking about the Hertz topic. A lot of things. A lot of things that people don't know what they're listening to. We'll start here, though. Can't wait to listen to these three idiots spew nonsense for 4 hours as though they're experts. That should be the new name of the show.
I think that's a tagline right there.
Three idiots.
Three idiots spew nonsense and think they're experts.
Yeah, that's
dope. I do have a little behind the curtain for you. That's all a talk radio, everyone. It's just idiots spewing nonsense, thinking they're experts.
Only thing I'll push back on is I don't think I'm an expert.
No, I don't. I'm not even close to an expert.
No.
Me neither.
Just a fan with an opinion.
That's exactly right.
That's all it is.
Yep. Won't push back on this one, though. The midday show is full of dopes.
Well.
Up and down.
Yeah, that one. That one might be spot on.
That might track. Yeah. That might track a little bit.
All right. Now the bad listening portion here.
Okay, here we go.
Hugh just wants his buddy Ryan Howard to keep the record, and that's obvious.
Oh, I agree with that.
Well, he is my frat brother.
But you said you wanted Schwarber to go for it.
I definitely said that.
Ryan agrees with you. Ryan is his blessing.
I mean, I talked to Ryan, and what Ryan said, he didn't have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm. So it's obvious.
I don't know what they heard, but okay.
Wow, just trying to hold back Schwarber. Unbelievable, Scott.
Forget about the NFL. It's fixed.
Okay.
Let's just close up shop here at WIP then.
There you have it.
See you guys down the line.
Yep. No mention that CJGJ is back. He's not back.
He's certainly
not
an Eagle.
That's probably why.
We did discuss this yesterday, whether or not people would want to bring him back. And he has not signed.
They want us to mention that he is back.
Okay.
Which he's not.
He's currently not on the team.
Just to clarify, that is why we have not mentioned that C.J. Gardner-Johnson's back, because it's not true. Not a single mention of the MLS leading union guys.
You know, I think I'm wearing a union t-shirt under my sweatshirt today.
Is that right?
Yeah, look.
Good job.
I feel like a union logo right there. See?
Okay. Well, full transparency, I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care.
I'm not keeping up to date daily on the standings. I did go to a game this summer. It was fun. Well, next time we have Elliot on, we'll ask him. Okay. Big union guy.
Maybe. I can do it without him.
Okay.
Yep. A.J. Dillon is the real answer here, and everybody chooses to ignore that.
That sounds like a Hugh Douglas take.
It really is.
You're a Dillon guy. You're an A.J. Dillon guy.
Did not say that.
No, I know you didn't say, but I could hear you saying.
Yeah.
That could be Hugh's burner account in the YouTube chat.
That is funny.
Imagine Hugh having a burner in the YouTube chat. It'd be a scene. I can't imagine him doing that.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Get it together, Hugh. My God.
That's an evergreen one.
I don't even know what I did.
We could use that every day.
My God, Hugh. Get it together.
Yeah, those are better out of context.
Yeah.
Get it together, Hugh. My God.
Get it together.
Yep. Not surprised at Giglio, but wow, Hugh, you're better than this.
Oh, that's my favorite. Yeah.
Better than what?
Yeah.
You know, this better than what? I mean, and what are you saying?
Well, we're Jalen haters because we think the coaches don't trust him, even though we want the coaches to trust him.
You know, reading is fundamental, and listening is even better. Like, listen. Just listen.
They can't, man. They can't.
I think this started with my theory that I agree with Donovan, and I think the Eagles should trust Jalen more. He's earned that trust, but it doesn't feel like the coaches trust him, yet you're better than that, Hugh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. You have stooped to a new low.
Okay.
This is a sad fall for Hugh Douglas.
I guess.
Yep.
I guess.
There is no doubt in my mind that Hugh Douglas crop dusted Delco today.
Did not do that. I had to ask y'all exactly where did Delco stretch?
Sure, that was conveniently oblivious.
If we're making a list
of suspects, you played dumb.
List of suspects to why Delco smells today. I mean, the Delco pooper clearly is top the list, but Hugh Douglas might be on that list.
Yep. Okay, fire.
Obligatory. Does Joe know they won the Super Bowl?
You know, I forgot. I just forgot that we had a parade and all those things.
Yeah, that we were there for and we froze. We were freezing.
Whoever posted this poll should be fired.
See you, Kyle.
That was
see ya.
It's nice knowing you, boys.
There's nothing like a simple yes or no poll that really just lights
fire
people
him.
On fire. It's unbelievable.
Fire that man. Whoever I send on this tweet should lose his job.
This question, we're soliciting your opinion. Fire.
Yes, you should
that.
Be unemployed. Yep. Making sense, agreeing with Joe, and giving out blank checks. Did the rapture come and take you and just replace it with an imposter today?
Yeah, the rapture was supposed to come last night.
Imposter
right?
Douglas could
Did you see the story that Joe said about the lady who gave up her home?
Yeah.
Damn it, I wish I could have caught somebody
slipping.
Yeah,
so I saw
like
this
that.
One last night. So
yeah, give me their home for the rapture.
So I mean, this is the problem with living your truth. This is a woman, and the headline on the story is, I gave away my home on the day of the rapture, then it didn't happen.
My thing is this, because when I think of the rapture, I think that means everybody's going to the upper
Nothing's
room,
left.
Right?
It's over. Yeah.
So why did she decide, if it's the rapture, to give her home to somebody who probably wasn't going to be here as well? Yeah. That's the thing that I don't understand.
Well, so the story went on to say that people approached it differently. Some people were buying new clothes because they wanted to look their best.
For the rapture.
Like when they got to the upper room. They wanted to have, you know.
The upper room.
Other people thought they should get rid of all their belongings. You know, that pastor who said it was the rapture yesterday, he owes this lady a new house.
I think he had to walk it back.
He did?
Well, that's good.
We're all still here.
Well,
of course he had to walk it back.
I mean, obviously he had to walk it back, but I think I saw a video the other
day. If he was the pastor, though, he would double down.
He would spin. Yeah.
It would be some kind of spin.
I meant next September 23rd.
I got one more. Hugh, somebody wrote you a poem.
Oh,
jeez.
There once was a man named Hugh who insisted on speaking his truth. He ate a gummy, became a dummy, and now he doesn't have a clue.
Oh, that was terrible. And I don't eat gummies during the week. Only on the weekend.
Yeah. It did rhyme.
It was solid.
Do
you think most people could come with a better poem like that than that on the
no,
fly?
No, not on the fly. Yeah, I mean, okay, I give him props for that.
Poetry's not the easiest thing to write. You ever try to write poetry? Ever try to write a poem?
Poetry Douglas.
I took a poetry class at college.
No, I have not.
It was not easy.
Edgar Allan Douglas?
Never.
All right, that's more than enough for us today. We got a Sunday night game tonight. Thursday night game tonight. Who you got? Cardinals, Seahawks. I kind of like Arizona at home. Short week.
I'm going for the Marvin Harrison Jr. bounce back.
He had 44 yards last week.
All right, show's on the Cardinals.
All right, we're on the Cardinals today. Don't forget Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a Football Friday afternoon show next. Dave Dombrowski live with the guys at 3 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.